Some of our listeners may want to mount us on the wall, and so it's time now for your letters. Our interview last week about people who drive sport utility vehicles motivated many of you to write in. Several listeners argued that SUVs are the only cars capable of handling their lifestyles. Before you damn all SUV owners, wrote Marjorie Daly of Laramie, Wyoming, consider those of us for whom SUVs are the only option. We needed a vehicle that could carry supplies, sometimes off-road as we maintain our 300-acre property. We needed a vehicle that could carry four people and a dog, and was safer than a pickup for use on snow and ice. If your sanctimonious interviewee can name one vehicle which can fulfill all these requirements and gets good gas mileage, I will buy it tomorrow. During the SUV conversation with Keith Bratcher, I used the term granola head, which many of you didn't appreciate. Jill Sim of Charlottesville, Virginia, was one. She wrote that granola heads is an epithet on par with that other nasty one, liberal. Why don't you call the religious amongst us Bible thumpers or Republicans, right-wing bastards? Those would have the same effect on those groups as granola head to this unrepentant, environmentally sensitive liberal. Finally, our story led to an epiphany for Paul Cooley in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Paul heard the SUV story as he and his wife were walking in the house, and he wrote about his reaction. Hey, I thought, I'm opposed to SUVs, and I don't think of myself as a granola head. And then I thought about it. We'd just finished riding our tandem bicycle, which came from Goodwill, to the natural food store and back, with both of our children in a burly trailer behind us. I thought about it some more. Oh no, I thought, not only do I eat granola, but I sometimes think about making my own to save money.